Welcome to the jungle. A tremendous Monday to you. My name is Jim Rome. Hope you had a great weekend. Nice to be here. What's cracking? How you doing? I had a long weekend. I was in Madison, Wisconsin. I've got a recap on that, and I am back. What's going on? We are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can. All right. If you know what you want to talk about, and there is a bleep ton to talk about, you want to hit me right now. Telephone number is toll free. I've got the two interviews that we have normally. I will tell you when they are, who they are, and all of that. But first things first, get on the phone. Get up in here. I want to hear from you. 1-800-636-8686. Once again, 1-800-636-8686. Hit me up on social media at Jim Rome, R-O-M-E, or you can still email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. All right, the interviews look like this, coming up at 9:40. These are Pacific times. 9:40, Tom Pelissero, NFL Network Insider. Coming up at 10:20, Andy Staples, a college football reporter for The Athletic. So we're going to get an NFL recap and a college recap and a ton from both those things. Also on a Monday, the ATP. Think about that. I need a strong ATP in hour number three. We are into October. Once again, that phone number is 1-800-636-8686. Let's start with the NFL. I always do on the Monday after the NFL weekend. So looking at today, I mean, I would even say that every single NFL Sunday is good. Every NFL Sunday is good, but rare is the NFL Sunday that is that good. Because the only game yesterday that was never a one-score game at any point in the fourth quarter was the very last game of the day. And the last game of the day is where I want to start because of two dudes. Two dudes. Patrick Mahomes.
Mahomes.
And my man, Andrew Reid, a.k.a. Andrew Reid, the GOAT, may have been on the field last night in Tampa looking like an emaciated Kevin Bacon. But the two alphas in the stadium last night were the dude going David Blaine on the field and the dude calling all the tricks from the sideline. I mean, there's never been a combination quite like Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. And that combination just keeps creating literal magic. And no matter how many times we see it, watching Mahomes do bleep like he did last night never, ever gets old. Especially since the big head, James Kelly, and I both hammered the Chiefs on last week's ep of Jim Rome's Big Head Bets.
Watch this. He's going to swat right at it, pull it down, go into the ground, flip a wobbler out there for a first down. Well, of course he did. It's Patrick Mahomes. What a play.
I mean, I would say that play was the wildest play of the day. Or at least it was for like a half hour. Because then this happened.
From the two, Mahomes escaping. On the move, Mahomes stops, spins, flips it forward for the touchdown to Edwards-Helaire. Mahomes straddled the line of scrimmage, flipped it to Edwards-Helaire for the score.
Stop it. You're not allowed to play football at this level and toy with the guys on the other team. He looks like the dad playing in the backyard with all the kids, and they can't get him on the ground. Watch this. And now he's going to find the receiver stop and the little push pat. Stop it. Stop it.
It's like Mahomes doesn't just turn pro football games into backyard trick shows. He turns broadcasters into valley girls. Stop it.
Stop it.
Like, he doesn't just look like a dad playing in the park with kids. He looks like Godzilla stomping around the stadium. And this is a Bucs defense that is no joke. They'd allowed only 25 points in their first 3 weeks. And then Mahomes puts up 28 on them before halftime last night. In other words, the defense was no joke. Until Mahomes went in there and clowned the hell out of them. Nobody put it better than Travis Kelce after the game, because nobody ever puts it better than Travis Kelce when it comes to, wait for it, Mahomes?
The NFL hasn't seen anything like Pat Mahomes, I promise you that. And you saw it today. He's the Houdini of our era, man. The guy just finds ways to make plays, throughout the game. I mean, big time third downs, big time goal line plays, just willing our team into the end zone, willing our team to win, and that's our ultimate leader, man.
You know, you hear the Houdini comparisons. I'm sure Houdini was cool and all. I'm sure that guy was great and all. But I'd love to see that little dude escape an NFL pocket or escape his way to a Super Bowl ring or an NFL MVP. Hey, one more thought about Jim Rome's big head bets. We had a big weekend now. Big head especially. And we have tonight's play. It is not too late to download the app. If I'm not mistaken, the head went 4-1-1. And if you've got any hate for that, you just do not understand how good that is and how hard that is. So he's on one. The big head is on one. We still have tonight's play. Download the app. Look for it. Jim Rome's Big Head Bets. Wherever you get your podcasts, make sure you get it. So last night, that was a huge win for the Chiefs. But Kansas City was not the only powerhouse looking like a powerhouse yesterday. Yo, Mafia, you know you're next up. Now, it didn't start off like that, did it? In fact, it started off horribly. They were down 20-3 in a messy, rainy slop, and they were playing like it. And they come all the way back, and they find a way to get it done. And that was not just a win, but they needed a win like that. They needed to win a game like that. And the dude who pushed Buffalo over the edge yesterday should not surprise anybody at all. He's a captain. He's a leader. He's a rock for this team. He's the guy they turn to when they need a spark. Of course, I'm talking about my dude, Jordan Poyer. He didn't just have two fourth quarter picks to give him four in three starts this year. He made the biggest play of the game on the biggest play of the game.
Here we go. Fourth and goal from the two. Jackson going to throw. Takes a look. Pocket collapsing. Drops back. Throws it towards the end zone. It is intercepted in the end zone. Picked off in the end zone. Jordan Poyer stepped in front of that pass. Picked off in the end zone by the Bills veteran safety, Jordan Poyer. How about that one?
That is enormous. It's enormous for two reasons. One, you get the ball back. And two, because you intercepted that ball, you're not getting the ball on your own two-yard line. Now you're going to get it at the 20-yard line.
Bills radio with that call. You know, the big controversy in Baltimore this morning, yesterday and this morning was, you know, what are you doing? Why not take three? Why not kick it right there? To me, it's neither here nor there. To me, it's not that big a controversy at all. Because what happened next was inevitable. The reason it's not inevitable. A controversy to me is because Josh Allen was going to finish that game regardless.
Josh Allen.
They were not going to lose yet another one-score game. If he needed three, he was going to get you three. If he needed seven, he was going to get you seven. He was not going to let them lose after that big stop defensively. And that's exactly what happened. That sends Buffalo to 3-1, which to me is really important. That's a really big win for them. 3-1 is a hell of a lot better than 2-2 for the team that everybody had already handed the Lombardi to after week two. And the Bills got a spark from one of their most reliable players. In fact, players, plural. Pittsburgh, on the other hand, needed a spark, but turned to a dude who had never taken an NFL snap. And they needed that spark in a home game against the Jets. Remember that whole definitively no thing?
Definitively no.
That Mike Tomlin kept insisting on like 10 days ago when asked about a potential quarterback switch. He claimed that he was definitively not thinking about a quarterback change.
Definitively no.
And then at that time, I said that was either definitively bullcrap or
no.
Definitively insane or both. And frankly, I was right because frankly, I usually am. But as soon as things got weird against the Jets, of course Tomlin went right to Kenny Pickett. Cue the tiny hands alarm, Alvy. Yes, because everybody made such an enormous deal of that before the draft. We actually do have an alarm for it. Listen, my man was not that bad. And he did give them a spark. Now, if you look at the stat sheet, it doesn't look good. The stat sheet would suggest that he's Chad Henne. But it wasn't that bad. I mean, nobody wants to throw three picks in their debut, just like nobody wants to lose to the freaking Jets at home in their first NFL game, especially if you're the Steelers. But this loss is not on Kenny. I'm looking at the head coach. The head coach who had 10 days to make the most obvious switch ever, but didn't. And then turned around and flip-flop in a panic at halftime. And only then threw in the rook to try to save the day against the Jets. And damn near did. But didn't. So disgraceful enough. And then somehow it got even worse after the game when Diontae Johnson got a little too honest with it.
I mean, obviously, it's a rebuilding year. I'm not going to use that as an excuse. It don't matter who's at quarterback or whoever's in at any position. It's our job to get it done and win games for the Steelers, for us in general. So that's what we got to do, win. That's all I'm focused on, is winning.
Whenever somebody says, I'm not going to use it as an excuse, they're going to use it as an excuse. I'm sure Steeler fan was very happy to hear the rebuild is on 4 weeks in. The Steelers uttering the words, quote, rebuilding year, was something I thought I'd never hear. I mean, I guess they're not really any different than anybody else, except you don't expect to hear that. Not from them. But basically waving the white flag on the season. Think about that. Waving the white flag on the season after blowing a double-digit fourth-quarter lead to the Jets at home has got to be one of the all-time lows for that franchise. Honestly. But we know better than to say something like that around Bob Sala, because we know he's keeping every single receipt from this business trip. He's not even going to file an expense report. He doesn't want reimbursement. He doesn't need it. He knows the receipts from that trip are priceless.
Taking receipts.
He's not turning that in for cash. My man's going to frame them and put them up on the wall. Meantime, the dudes playing defense for the Seahawks and Lions, on the other hand, are all going to want to destroy any evidence that that game even happened yesterday, because the highest scoring game of the NFL this season was an all-time low point for defensive football. The only thing that stopped any player offensively in that game was the great equalizer itself. Yes, clones, I will go there. I will give you what you want. I will feed you. Seahawk fans got a little freaked out when DK Metcalf got carted off the field early in the fourth quarter. Like, what's going on here? What happened? No! What's going on with DK? Let's go to the sideline and find out.
He seems superhuman on the football field, right? But we're all human. It's just a restroom break. No worries, DK. We'll be returning to the game shortly.
All right, breaking news. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to embarrass anybody. I was going to say, I guess the cart gets you quicker. When you got to go, you got to go.
Yeah, no sense using your own legs when you have carts as well. All right, take a break, man.
What have I always told you? That right there is a perfect illustration of my point that I made decades ago on this very show that I try to pretend like I didn't make, but I knew what I was talking about then, just as I do right now. My point about the so-called, quote, great equalizer.
Diarrhea is the great equalizer.
Yes, I said it. And it sure looks like DK, while he may look like, quote, a superhuman on the football field, when the great equalizer calls,
diarrhea doesn't care who the hell you are.
Even if you're DK Metcalf. That was me 20 years ago on this show. And I'll say it again right now in 2022. Diarrhea doesn't care who the hell you are. And when the great equalizer calls, he or it is on the exact same plane as everybody else. When it comes to the great equalizer, no one is better, no one is stronger, no one is richer, no one is anything. You know the saying, nothing is bigger than the game? Wrong. Diarrhea is bigger than the game. It's bigger than life. And I don't care who you are, how powerful you are, the strongest person in the world, is no stronger than the weakest person in the world if the strongest person in the world has the Rhea. And DK did. And if that was one of the great sideline reports ever, this has to be one of the best post-game tweets ever. And I quote from DK himself, quote, "That clinch walk wouldn't have made it." End of quote. Strong, man. I respect the candor because that clinch walk would not have made it. How do I know? Because we all know. We've all been there. Literally all of us. And now DK has too. Not that I need to do this, but the list of undefeateds in the history of the world are, in no particular order, sex, father time, and diarrhea. Slot them any way you want. Just know, every last one of them is undefeated, untied, and has never, ever once even trailed in a game. And never will. Ever. That's what makes the guy so dangerous. I have a question. As long as I've gone there, as long as we're now in the mud, it's kind of confusing, Alvin, for you to keep running that. Thank you. Yeah, you saw what I did there, right? As long as we're in the mud. Hey, man, I came up out of the mud. I came up out of the mud of the 818 San Fernando Valley. I'm straight up out of the mud. So is DK, apparently. Anyway, we have a blue tent on the field. If it's inevitable, and it's inevitable. The great equalizer, and the NFL really is serious about making the game safer, why don't we just have a brown tent? Would you pop that bad boy up? Can you imagine getting that sideline reporting gig? That's a great gig. There aren't very many of those. You know, you work, get the call from the network. Hey, guess what? You're our new sideline reporter. Oh, hell yeah. You go over there and stand by that brown tent. You're out there doing your report, holding your breath.
Yeah, yeah, thanks. Back up to you in the broadcast booth. DK, we'll update you on DK when we know more.
Yeah, Jim, DK is still in the brown tent, maybe a little bit longer. It wouldn't be great if we all had access to carts for that moment. I mean, who wouldn't kill for one of those flat escalators or fast-moving walkways like they have at airports when we have to take that clinch walk? I'd call it the clinch walk of shame, but there is no shame in it because it's undefeated. I mean, I saw a couple of idiots on the people mover at the airports this weekend. Hey, I love y'all who just stand there. Just stand there. Yeah, that escalator, that flat escalator, that people mover is there for a reason. I'm going to take advantage of it. I'm just going to stand here and let it move me from point A to point B. Anyway, the only thing more unstoppable than the great equalizer was one Geno Smith. Geno Smith! 320 yards passing, 3 touchdowns, 2 passing and a rushing TD, and 49 yards on the ground overall. Hey, media, maybe you should not have written him off because he's not writing back.
They wrote me off. I ain't right back, though.
I hear you. I hear you, G. Got that, clowns? Remember when they wrote off diarrhea as well? Yeah, well, the D didn't write back either.
They wrote me off. I ain't right back, though. Diarrhea
is the great equalizer. There, clones. I did your work for you. You know, the only reason I did that was not because I want to be sophomoric. I just know that you're coming with it anyway. So if it's going to be a thing, you might as well have me do it because I'll do it better than you. With Albie's help. And the immortal sound of me 20 years ago.
Diarrhea is the great equalizer.
You want to go in the Radio Hall of Fame? Come up
diarrhea
with takes like that.
Care who the hell you
that's
are.
How you get in. You diarrhea your way in. Okay. 1-800-636-8686. Incredibly enough, Wisconsin fired Paul Christ, and I was there this weekend. I did not jungle karma. I got the poor guy fired. I was in Camp Randall. I was right there on the 50-yard line to watch that debacle. I've got thoughts on that, obviously. I'll tell you about my weekend there, and I'll tell you about my experience at Camp Randall. Great weekend, other than Saturday on the field. In addition to that, lots more of the NFL to recap. There were a couple of incredibly viral moments from football this weekend that I want to reset to. Telephone number is toll-free, 1-800-636-8686. I've got NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero coming up in 20 minutes from right now. Big, big college weekend to recap, too. Andy Staples will join me in hour number two. All right, so exactly, hold up, Alvy. Where are you? Where are you? Where are you? Get on the phone, use the phone, dial the digits, toll free. Get on the air. Take advantage of the fact that there's about 8 zillion people who will hear you. I can help you build your own brand. I can get you followers. I'm here to help. Take advantage of my offer. It's free. It's free. 1-800-636-8686. Hit me up. I want to hear from you. Your reaction to the big opening block when we come back. All right, so one question for you to start the week. A question that I've asked before. Why is Old Trapper beef jerky so amazing? Of course, there is something to be said for a family business, which stands by quality and produces the world's finest beef jerky. Do not be fooled by other brands. All beef jerky is not the same. Make sure you choose Old Trapper, where you can actually see the quality right through their iconic Clearview packages. Every single bite of Old Trapper is tender. It's never tough because they use only the best ingredients. From their lean strips of beef, seasoned with top quality spices, to their real wood-fired smoke, Old Trapper delivers quality in every single bite, and Old Trapper jerky comes in four mouth-watering flavors. You have old-fashioned, classic beef jerky flavor, exceptionally tender, smoky and delicious. You've got teriyaki with the yellow label, where Old Trapper turned the flavor dial to 11. Hot and spicy, with a spice so nice you'll want to snack twice. You've got peppered, tender, seasoned beef covered in cracked pepper. It is a cold beer's best friend. Grab and go with a 4-ounce bag, or just load that thing up with the 18-ounce bag where you've got enough for the entire team. If you do not see it, make sure you ask for Old Trapper by name, because no other jerky compares. Old Trapper, what is your beef?
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
It's got an absolutely horrible, horrible idea, which I'll get to in a minute. Small business owners, lend me your ears. You may have overpaid on your payroll taxes during COVID. If you continue to pay employee wages during the pandemic, Omega Accounting Solutions may be able to help you recover a refund of up to $26,000 per employee. Schedule a free 10-minute call with Omega to find out whether you qualify or not. It is very simple. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-704-2000 with any ERC questions. You may have so much money that's coming to you. Just call and find out. 800-704-2000 or go to OmegaTaxCredits.com before the filing window closes or the funds run out. Find out. So back to Mark in Hollywood. Jim, I absolutely cannot wait until Pervin Leyer is hired by Wisconsin and you have to sit next to him at a booster dinner while he tries to hump you under the table. Humping aside.
That's devastating.
Oh, man, that would be devastating. Can you imagine what kind of a position that would put me in? I mean, I've made it pretty clear. My alma mater is UC Santa Barbara, and the Gauchos will always mean the world to me. But Wisconsin means a hell of a lot to me, too. A lot. A lot. I mean, so much so, we were there this weekend. Could not be more proud of our son, Jake, who is a senior at that school. And I've always said this about Wisconsin and the Badger Mafia. The next person who went to school there who says that it was not the best time of their life will be the first. I cannot tell you how many people that I see in Madison that are, you know, whatever stage of life, and always talk about what it meant to go to school there. It's a great academic institution. It's an amazing town. Like, I could go on and on for hours and days and weeks and months about how much that school and that town mean to me. If they hire Pervin Liar, I'm in a bad way. That puts me in a really bad spot. Like, I'm a landowner in the state. I pay taxes in that state. What if they were to hire that guy? Where would that leave me? Where would that leave me? I can't risk getting, quote, humped under the table. Hell, I'm so proud of Jake Rome for so many different things. And right near the top of that list, you know, aside from the human being that he is, very empathetic, very kind, great kid. Great, great kid. Absolutely adore the kid. But if they hire Pervin, I'll burn his diploma. Then what? Yeah, but Dad, I work my ass off. Yeah, well, as far as I'm concerned, you never went there. If they hire Perv. All right, I can't really go that far. You know, maybe I'm saying that for effect. Let's just say I would be extremely conflicted. Extremely conflicted. Luckily, that's not the direction they're going to go. Not if you ask me. I think they've already got their next head coach. He's their interim head coach. And I think Jim Leonard's going to get that gig, personally. And if for whatever reason he doesn't, there are still much better options than Perv. I do not think they will put me or anybody else in that position. They're not going to go Cornhusker fan and chant for Perv. And I don't care how much success Perv had in that conference or that he knows that conference. That's not a good fit. Man, the last thing anybody wants is that Perv getting loose in Madtown. I know I don't want to see that. I'd have to sell my house. And my house is 3.5 hours away. Do you hear what I just said? I would have to sell my house. A house that we built 2 years ago or 3 years ago. And it's 3.5 hours away. Damn, there go the property values. I've made money on that house. Don't do it. I'll get there. To the take, I mean. I got to say, I was at Camp Randall for that beatdown that Brett Bielema and the Illini put on Wisconsin. The Badgers were completely unrecognizable to me. Like, I could not believe what I was seeing. I'll break it down. Oh, look who's back. Blaze. Alvin. Blazing Casey makes an appearance. Wonder where he's been. Can't say that I've missed him. Let's find out. Quote, why don't the Seahawks just keep a hamper on the sidelines? Signed Najee D. Hey, Blaze, I know you've been gone for a while, but you know it is 2022, right?
Blase.
2014 called. They want their takes back.
Blase.
All right, I don't want to get into any more of this. What I will do is take a break, and then when I come back, we'll have a conversation with Tom Pelissero. What I would really like is for one of you to make a phone call that makes this show better. Notice I'm not soliciting phone calls, period, blank. I'm soliciting phone calls that make it better. If you can make it better, and I know you can make it better, you skip the line. Right to the front of the line. You don't even need that app they were talking about in Madtown this weekend. What's that app where you pay $50 for the app and you can skip the line? I don't know. Alvin's like, Fast Pass? No, isn't that the freeway app down here? No, I stayed in on Saturday night to preserve my pipe. But the kids and the parents were talking about that app. I'm sure one of you know what that is. What's that app? It's only got one use, right? You can use it once. Or you can just be a D-bag and just cut the line without the app. Anyway, yeah, exactly. If you don't need an app, if you have a phone call that will make it better, you can cut the line. 1-800-GOLD. 636-8686. First up, though, here is a sports update for you. Here's Andrew Bogish.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
I've got Tom Pelissero coming up momentarily, but a quick reminder, Monday in ATP Day, Ask the Pros, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. You want to go to cbssportsradio.com/askthepros, ask me a question there, and be listening later on. I might answer yours. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Keep that in mind. All right, so 1-800-636-8686. I mentioned it. I want to hit it one more time. Jim Rome's Big Head Bets. The Big Head, James Kelly, 4-1-1 ATS. It's going to get you paid now. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say we do that every single week like that, but I will say every single week we push out a great pod with great information, great entertainment value, and if you listened to what he said, you would have got paid. So fade him and us, because you get my picks too. Fade us at your own risk. But we still have a pick out there. If you want it, go find the podcast and listen. Preferably after the program and not during it, but we still have a pick for tonight's game too. In the head, looking at a possible 5-1-1 weekend against the spread. Don't want to jinx it. Keep that in mind. I was in Madison, Wisconsin over the weekend, so I've got thoughts on the firing of Paul Chryst. I will have that for you momentarily. And I am efforting Tom Pelissero right now. I'm also efforting a good telephone call. I'm efforting clean reaction. Kind of hard to find. Squirrel 2 writes, "Hey, faders, tell me how my ass tastes." Signed, the Big Head. James Kelly felt pretty good about himself. He knows better than to get too arrogant about it, because there's nothing more humbling than the NFL and picking games. It's never been tougher, but we've learned. If you have a weekend like that, you have to enjoy it. You have to appreciate it, because you know an ass kicking is right around the corner. Something bad's going to happen right around the corner. It always does. Hey, Rome, DK played this perfectly. His self-deprecation of his in-game defecation was exactly the way to go. Nothing wrong with a cart ride to Browntown. Yeah, but everything wrong with that email, Chad. Hey, Rome. Don't worry about Wisconsin hiring Pervin Liar. Even if they did, you would only have to endure 1 or 2 months in that hell before he got run out of another town for being exactly what he is. The king of pervs and just a terrible coach. Chad in the ATL. Half that's true. Well, actually, all of that is true. If you attach NFL to terrible coach. Damn good college coach. Hell of a college coach. Never a good guy, but a really good coach. And the worst NFL coach ever. And somebody will give him another shot. Man, when you look at how quickly Wisconsin moved on Paul Chryst, and the amount of paper that's out there, and what schools are willing to write off to get guys to go away, somebody's going to bring this guy back. And I'm sure he'll sit down and negotiate another contract with his family. And then he'll go someplace else. There's no way that guy wants to end his career going out the way he did in Jacksonville. It just had best not be Wisconsin, and I don't think it will. Nobody there has told me that, but nobody there needs to tell me that. They're not bringing that guy in. SA Sports Honk. Hey, Rome, you thought that Badgers loss was bad. Imagine being that Steelers fan who fell to his death off that escalator, as his last sports memory will be a loss to the Jets. Yeah, it was not a good day for anybody in Pittsburgh. including Deontay, saying after the game that, hey, listen, we know it's a rebuilding year. It wasn't when you were up double digits in the fourth quarter. Imagine that. Imagine being up double digits to the Jets at home in the fourth quarter, coming from ahead to lose, and then saying, hey, look, we all know it's a rebuilding year. And we all didn't know that about 15 minutes ago, D. But then again, if you blow a lead like that to the Jets at home, maybe, in fact, it is. They just didn't know it. Also still ahead, Andy Staples will be joining us. One last free spin of the Jim Rome podcast. Dwight Freeney is still live. That's still hot. And then you've got the Reinvention Project, another podcast that I do. James Kelly, not only is he not boasting about being 4-1-1, sure he's not. He's like, hey, I could be 5-1. Quote, freaking 99 on the Ravens. Dude, if I were you, I would take that push, be happy with it. Take that 4-1-1, be happy with that, and hope that it becomes 5-1-1. Dude, think about the ones you won, not the one that got away. His reaction to me is, nope. And my reaction to you, James Kelly,
yep.
Yep. We're talking about tonight's game. Rams, Niners, who you got? Rams, Niners, who you got? All right, so in the meantime, I am still efforting Tom Pelissero. We'll see about that. Hey, Rome, no offense to you or Mark in Hollywood, but I suspect Pervin Liar would be trying to hump Jake's girlfriend, be it under the table or above it. Regards, Scott and Crapchester. Wore the Bills, paying Jordan Poyer. Dude, I don't know who or what he'd be humping. Just something. But not Jake's girlfriend. Definitely not that. Jane, are you kidding? She's a winner, man. Great gal. You're funny, kids. So we did hit the tailgate. Dodger, check the... Madison Jano and I hit the tailgate Saturday morning. A little bit different than previous tailgates. So I go to an apartment, and I had visions of brats, dogs, burgers. Nah, they ain't doing that. They're not wasting their time on that. Instead, one of Jake's boys starts plying me with shots. Good kid. And the great thing about Madison, really, really smart kids. Good kids, good family, good parents. And it's all kind of funky because a lot of the parents were in for this game. So we, all the parents show up, and the parents, like, we all know of each other, but we don't all know each other. We've all heard about each other from the kids. And some of the parents actually know each other because we've gone back before. Anyway, I end up in this house, immediately get separated from Jake and Madison Jano. And I'm in this kitchen, and this kid, you know, kid's got a good way about him, good charisma, good personality. Tries to start plying me with shots. Keep in mind, it's 8:30 in the morning, early start, 11 o'clock game. And he's trying to ply me with these shots at 8:30 a.m. And I'm like, yo, homeboy, you seem like a really nice kid and all. Is that your dad over there? Okay, why are you trying to feed us Robitussin shots or NyQuil or whatever the hell it is you're mixing up there? Give me another one. So they obviously now like Mr. Rome because Mr. Rome is doing NyQuil shots at 8:30 in the morning. And I have no idea where Madison Jano is or Jake. Anyway, got off to a pretty good start. So we're walking to the game, long walk. We're walking in. Nobody's in any hurry. Nobody is in any hurry. I think in part because it's an early start and in part because they know what's going to happen when they get there. Nothing good. So I've got a complete breakdown. I need more time, but I've got a complete breakdown of my day at Camp Randall. And no clones. My man Woody did not come down and tailgate with us. Woody was not there. There were no pork chops on the menu. There was actually no food on the menu. Just Robitussin shots or whatever those kids were mixing up. At Lanier Messenger, still arguably my favorite jungle-related handle on Twitter. Welcome Pittsburgh to blowing double-digit leads to the Jets. Signed, Cleveland. All right, I got that one wrong. That's another one the Big Head hit in our pod, on our pod. I'm like, you know, I'm just not sold on the fail clowns. He was. He did. Big Head is a big Arthur Smith guy. And you know what? I was too. I am too. Fail I never clown. Was not a big Arthur Smith guy. Smartest guy in the room. Tell you what, Falcons, given what they have and who they have, they're looking pretty damn good at 2-2. He hit that one. I missed that one. Browns, man, bad look. I knew that neither one of those teams could stop the run, but I thought that the Browns would run all over the, quote, fail clowns. So this is why you want to listen. Big Head nailed that one. 1-800-636-8686. So, yes, I think a lot of you know that I spent the last few summers in Eagle River in the North Woods of Wisconsin. We do have a house there. I spend a month out of the year there. Generally, not much time elsewhere, though, outside of that month. So that trip to Madison this past weekend was a little bit different. And I will tell you about that when we come back. I'm still efforting Tom Pelissero. Andy Staples will be joining us at 10:20. So we will figure out what to do and where to put whom. In the meantime, it shouldn't affect you at all. You should pick up the phone and hit me up. Some of you are calling, but you have to play your way in. 1-800-636-8686. Take this short time out. That is hour number one. When we come back, I want to share my thoughts on Wisconsin. Andy Staples at 10:20. Do not go anywhere.